This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault. And we have got a show for you today. How are you, Adrian?
I am so good, so happy. We are in for a treat today.
Well, it's an important show with a couple of important people. I know you guys know who Dr. Ivan Meisner is. I know you know who Brian Hilliard is. And I know that you know that 1 plus 1 equals 20. So we are looking good today. Take it away, baby.
Yeah, this is so much fun. So if you haven't caught our first show that we got to do, gosh, oh, I think about a year ago. I should have actually gone back and checked. But we had just the most fun conversation with Ivan about a year ago and just fell even more in love with the man than we were with his reputation. And we knew we had to have him back. And so that has been a long time coming. But in the meantime, totally separate from that, we got connected with what turns out to be his collaborator and co-conspirator on an incredible book. And I had no idea other than that he had a very unique voice, a very unique high energy. And as it turned out, it was the podcast that I was boning up on to learn about Ivan as I prepared for our last show was Ivan interviewing his co-writer on this book, Networking Like a Pro, Brian Hilliard. And I'm going, God, this guy seems so familiar. What is the deal? And I finally got on his website and went, oh, my God. All right. Now all of these dots
What's the name
connected.
Of the podcast? The Dorky T-Shirt Podcast?
I love
That's
his,
the name of my
podcast.
I love his T-shirts more than anything. He looks like he's in fourth grade. He wears those T-shirts and buttons them all the way up to his throat. Yeah, it's very key. You're a handsome man, Brian. Did he go to Duke or Dartmouth?
Duke.
Went to Duke. Crazy guy. So, yeah, we're very happy to have you, Dr. Meisner. Antarctica, Necker Island, Jordan Adler. That's the first connection that that's the first time we really got connected to this guy. Jordan hooked us up, and we love you. We love both of you. And we know that you've written a book, but we want to hear a little bit about the trip.
Jordan, love Jordan. Amazing guy.
Isn't he just something else? He's the man. And, yeah, he's like a grandfather to me, so I love the guy very, very much. So tell us a story about the Antarctic. How was that?
Antarctica was amazing. It was absolutely a once-in-a-lifetime trip. You know, you hear people talk about Antarctica being a desert. It is. It really is. If you go to my Facebook page and you see any photos, you'll see some places where there's vegetation. That's probably South Georgia Island or one of the other islands before I got to Antarctica. But when I was on Antarctica, there was nothing. There was no moss. There was no vegetation whatsoever. It is a desert covered mostly by snow, but an amazing experience, an absolutely amazing experience. Incredible animals and great time with people. We saw a total solar eclipse, and that was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, it was cloudy. We didn't actually visually see the eclipse, but, you know, it got completely dark. We were there with a bunch of NASA people who were trying some equipment out for on a ship, and afterwards we had champagne and whatever in the morning, and we didn't really see the solar eclipse, and one of the people came in and was like, why do we have champagne? We didn't actually see the sun. Like,
no.
Sorry. But cheers.
That's quite the stuffy NASA scientist for sure. All right. Well, that's good. So what do you want to talk about?
First of all, any time is a good time for champagne. I don't know what was wrong with that person.
Mornings are for mimosas.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So there's so much to cover. And I have to start with this. Because I really, you know, I'm so curious and I love understanding things like this. So, Brian Hilliard, I have come to know you and to massively admire who you are. But compared to Ivan Meisner, a household name you are not. I think we can agree on that and that is okay.
That's brutal. That's totally fine.
So here's like the God's honest question, because I think we want, you know, I think those of us who are out there going, I really want to play at the highest level, how the hell do you come to write a book called Networking Like a Pro with the guy who built the largest networking organization in the world? That's an incredible story. So, Brian, I want to hear your version first.
Before Brian says that, can I just say one of the reasons Brian did this book with me is he is one of the world's experts on networking. In my opinion, he is absolutely one of the world's experts on networking and has every right to be doing books on networking.
100%.
I respect him immensely, and I'm really glad he's a co-author.
Well, thank you for all of that. And, you know, you're absolutely right. I think when you look at trying to get to that next level, whatever you're trying to do, you want to be with and associate yourself with others who are definitely ahead of the road by, like, you know, magnitudes of 10 than where you are. And I think that when you, for me, I can't speak for Ivan's perspective. We've never actually talked about this, so I can't speak for his perspective. But what happened with me is I had written one of the very, very, very first books that I written, very, very small. I actually called it Networking Like a Pro. It's like my first book. It was like 60, 70 pages, you know, maybe seven people had heard of it, two of which were my parents. Like, you know, it was pretty small, right? It wasn't that big a deal. But what happened was Ivan was going and he was working with different co-authors to try to get into, you know, going and doing what they need to do. And he put out a call for, you know, like when you get speakers, like a call for speakers, he put out a call saying, listen, I'm looking for some co-authors, blah, 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 blah. Well, we had a mutual friend that came together that introduced us to that. And then from there, Ivan, I guess, liked the Network Like a Pro. That's what I was told, that he really liked the Networking Like a Pro title. And that he was like, you know what, let's do this. And of course, you know, I did the, and Tom, I can't believe you're giving me my shirt. This is a golf shirt. This is not buttoned up to the top. That is buttoned up to the top. What is he talking about?
It's beautiful. You look really cool.
Thank you. I did my Tiger Woods, you know, impersonation, which is what this is, by the way, because it's a big game. And I did the fist pump, and like the rest was history. We got a chance to work together. We actually did two versions of the book. He was nice enough to let me go out and speak over at BNI. I don't remember which year it was. I want to say it was 16. But the idea is that, you know, for anybody who's thinking, well, how is it that you can get with Ivan or with anybody really, I think it really starts, and you can ask him, but I think it really starts with the idea that you actually have to be, like Ivan alluded to, you have to know what you're talking about. You have to be a decent person. It gets back to the VCP that he likes to talk about, visible, credible, and profitable. You have to have people who know that you're out there. You have to have somebody who knows that you know what you're talking about. And then from there, you have a chance of being profitable and moving forward from there. So that's kind of my take on that.
Yeah, I agree completely. You have to have the chops to be able to do a book with somebody else who's an expert in the area. And, you know, the introduction always helps, too. There was an introduction, and you had the chops. The title was a great title, but that was totally secondary to the fact that you're highly qualified, Brian. And that's why, you know, we did a second edition together.
We did.
That is so cool. And so here's one more question. So, Brian, you see this call go out for potential co-authors, and you don't just go through, you know, I assume there was an email this or submit a form here or whatever. And I assume you probably went through the front door as well, but you also said, what other potential, and, you know, who do I know that can reinforce my intro to this guy? Is that true?
It was actually, I didn't see the introduction, okay? So I think what happened was it went out, again, I'm speaking for a situation that I didn't know on the back end, but I think it just went out to the BNI EDs, the executive directors, and I was not an executive director, still not, right? But what happened was one of the executive directors that Ivan and I were friends with, he saw it. And that's where that connection was made to be able to do that. So I actually, I didn't even know the front door existed. I'm sitting, you know, having a, you know, coffee or whatever. And he's like, listen, maybe we should go, you know, do this, that, or the other. And that's how it was. So I didn't even know the front door existed.
The lesson here is that it's about relationships, that it's all about relationships. And then when you have a connection and a relationship, it's not just the context, it's the connections. It's the number of connections that you have where you have a meaningful relationship with other people. And that's the reason that this happened.
That's so well said. And it is. Thinking about triangulation feels a little bit like it's contrived, but it's not about that. It's just about how do I think about the associations that exist within my network that are going to help me to get the attention of the right person at the right time in the right way to create value for everybody involved. Because there's such a bombardment of inputs coming at us at all times
right.
that you have to find a way to stand out to help somebody to
you know the old expression, it's not what you know, it's who you know?
Yeah.
And you have to have a what's in it.
No, I don't think it's either. I don't think it's what you know or who you know. It's how well you know each other that really counts.
Right.
Because when one person connects another person to a third person, that relationship, if there's a strong relationship, then the connection takes place. So it's not just who you know, it's how well you know each other. And that's, I think, the underpinnings of a successful, building a powerful, successful network.
Right. And I've been jealous of you all my life, Ivan. Because we're similarly aged. You've been so much more successful than me. I'm watching Facebook and I'm looking and here you are playing chess with Richard Branson. Then you jump out and you do the tennis. Then the next thing I know, you're kite surfing off the cliff, and I'm going, I have got to figure out how to be like him. So I ask about 20 people, and they're all rolling their eyes going, you couldn't even tie his shoes. And I called Jordan out, and he said,
first of all, I don't play tennis, and I wasn't kite surfing. But
two lies out of three. That's not bad. Usually it's 100% not true. There was only 33% true there.
I don't play tennis. That's pretty true. At one point,
I
beat him in too many games, and he said, you're banned from the island.
So at the end of the day, Jordan, I'm sitting right there. He goes, let me call him right now. And he texted you. And 2 seconds later, because of his influence with you and your love for him, you agreed to come on that show a year ago. And what everybody needs to know is somebody, you know, Fraser Brooks, to be on this show is 3 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't want to come on this show. He's in Dubai. You know how I did it? I invited his dad. I said, if you want to catch a mouse, you think like a cheese, you got to bring your dad on the show because you have outshone your father. And it would be great to have you both on. He took the bait. He's coming on in January because we found out the cheese that the mouse wanted to eat. And that was it. And that's all you people have to remember all day long. And these guys are the masters of it, right?
They really, really are.
So we're going to go to a break. You want to? Okay, I'll set it up. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson, for putting us on the air for 12 years in a row. We're coming back right after this, so please stick around. It's going to be 10 times better after this break.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And we are back. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault and Dr. Ivan Meisner and our good friend Brian Hilliard. And how are we doing?
We are doing great. And
he loves his dad.
I love him to death.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. How fun that we get to do this together. So, guys, I want to ask you, we were chatting a little bit about this before the show, and I didn't know about this, but this is a perfect concept, and I think this is, we've got a short-ish segment here, and I think we can probably cover this question in this amount of time, which is that not only have you written this book together, but you guys collaborated on a blog post and some work around how to pay attention to diversity inside of your network and the importance of having diversity in your network. And so, Ivan, I'd love for you to share first just a little bit about why that's an important concept, and then for you guys to share a little bit about the work that you've done together on that.
Yeah, it was both on my blog, and it's also published at entrepreneur.com, and it's the article's about being intentional about diversity. And Brian and I felt, I mean, B and I, we have always really believed in creating an organization that is open and diverse. And so what Brian and I wanted to do was to create an article that would kind of document my beliefs and his beliefs on diversity. And for me, the key is, and I'll let Brian talk more about this, but the end of the article to me is the key, where we say diversity is a fact. You either have it or you don't. Right. But inclusiveness is a choice. Right. It is something that you have to choose and work towards. Brian, you want to talk more about it?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You know, I think when you talk about diversity, that could almost feel like the business equivalent to the third rail. And I don't know, you know, I understand why, but I mean, I'll just go straight talk for a little bit. I mean, as a black man, I've grown up in neighborhoods predominantly white, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Grew up in Greenwich, Connecticut. I went to Duke University. You know, it's fine. But I think what happens is we wind up, the collective body politic, we wind up surrounding ourselves by other people who are like ourselves. And when we do that, and most of it's inadvertent, when we do that, what happens is we really shortchange ourselves, in my opinion, and I think I could speak for Ivan as well. Like, we shortchange ourselves a little bit there. So diversity, in my mind, is a conversation, yes, about ethnicity, yes, about gender, yes, about some of these things that you can see, but it's also a conversation about diversity of ideas, diversity of thought, diversity of how you look at things. Not everyone needs to look at things the same way as you do in order for you to be friends with them or for you guys to be able to join and be able to have something that moves forward. And I would argue that a diversity of thought, approach, and maybe even skill set to a certain extent actually helps you be more successful. That's what we were trying to accomplish during that article. You know, it's like, what can we do to be able to, because at the time, diversity was being used, I'm speaking it from my perspective, diversity was being used in a little bit of a less than positive way. And what we were trying to do was to pull it together.
Yeah, can I just add to that? You know, in the second edition of Networking Like a Pro, we talk about diversity and how networks are by nature clumpy. That's the right technical term. They're cluster-like. We tend to hang out with people like ourselves, which is the point that Brian just made. And that if you really want to build a powerful personal network, it needs to be diverse. What we wanted to do in this article, which I think if we do a third edition of the book, this article's got to be in there, is that we wanted to say, how do you actually do it? And that's right. What this article was kind of a 6-7-step process for being inclusive.
That's huge. And so, Brian, we don't have time to go through all of them, but what's one really important thing that people might not be doing that they can take a positive step towards creating more diversity in their network?
I think number one, as just with anything, it's being aware that your network might not be as, that it might be more homogeneous than you think. Then the second step from that is to be able to say, all right, what can I do to look for different opportunities? How can I go about and find some people who look a little different than me, who think a little different than me, maybe a man versus a woman? What can I do? And let me just strike up a conversation. I don't have to have them over to my house for dinner or take them out to lunch, but I can have a conversation with them. And even if a really good first step, like I walk our dogs around the neighborhood, I try to make it a point to talk to everyone I see. I didn't used to do that. I do that now. Whether it's a black man, a white woman, or somebody in between, I will go ahead and try to get that done. So those are a few things that I would be doing.
My daughter came to me and said, Dad, you're a racist, and I want to talk to you about your microaggressions. And that floored me. And so I read The New Jim Crow. I did not have any idea that throughout my life I had been so completely programmed to be that kind of guy. And it took an unbelievable amount of time for me to look at that powerfully and be able to recognize that who I was wasn't who I spoke myself to be, but I'm blinded by my story. And all of us have that. And what he's talking about and you guys reading that article is super important today. Probably the reason we did this show. We're going to come back right after this on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And a Merry Christmas morning. Here's something that doesn't happen every Christmas.
Decollage, liftoff from a tropical rainforest to the edge of time itself. James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
That as the world's largest space telescope blasted off from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana, the James Webb Space Telescope's mission, explore the universe for exoplanets and study their atmospheres. NASA scientists are expecting that that telescope could potentially uncover evidence of life outside Earth. This Christmas morning launch was live streamed on NASA's website and its TV channel. Travelers not planning to go as far as space are running into a lot of flight delays and cancellations this Christmas Day. FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed over 2,100 flights today. A lot of it's weather-related. This is USA Radio News. In Los Angeles, the county coroners identified the teenage girl accidentally shot and killed by police in the dressing room of a Burlington store. 14-year-old Valentina Peralta died after those LAPD officers opened fire on an assault suspect and a stray bullet went through the wall of the dressing room she was in. They're reporting the girl was with her mother and trying on dresses for a celebration when she was shot. The suspect was also shot and killed. California authorities say a surfer has been killed by a shark. The Morro Bay Harbor Department posting a notice Friday morning saying the male victim was found unresponsive on the beach after suffering from what appears to have been a shark attack. The victim pronounced dead at the scene. His identity has not been released. Spider-Man No Way Home is now the biggest movie worldwide of the entire year of 2021. This latest entry into the superhero franchise set to cross the $1 billion mark today. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and me. And we've got an incredible show going today. Just exactly what we wanted it to look like, this new format where it's a whole lot less noise and a lot deeper on a lot of fronts. And we did go deeper between after the break. This is a long segment. Adrian's going to get really, really into these two guys and what makes them tick, because they've written an important book together that really encapsulates what we're all about. We just couldn't write it nearly as eloquently as they did. So here we go.
The work that you guys have done together, I think, is really phenomenal. And not only, it's both the depth and the breadth of what is inside this book, because it does. It covers everything from thinking about diversity within your network, the online components of it, the offline components. I mean, the whole What does it truly mean to think and approach the concept of networking and really building relationships like a pro? And so I want to ask each one of you to share, you know, what do you think is the most important overarching concept personally for you of networking like a pro that you would want to impart to our listeners today?
Who would you like first?
I think Ivan is raring to go. I'm going to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the key is, which is our subtitle, is it's, you know, turning contacts into connections. It's really about the relationships. Networking is more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about cultivating relationships. And it's a marathon, not a sprint. I see people who they join a BNI group or a networking group, and it is a sprint. And they're running to all these different networking meetings. They're everywhere all the time, and they're not going deep. If your network is a mile wide and an inch deep, it'll never be powerful. And so what we try to do in the book is to talk about diversity in networking, not just the kind of diversity we were talking about, but diversity in terms of the types of networks that you belong to, and about going deep in those networks and building relationships with people. These are some of the things that I think are really important that we talk about in Networking Like a Pro.
Yeah, I would definitely echo that. I actually was thinking about that, of the secondary headline, turning the contacts you get to the connections you need.
Yeah.
But since you took that, which is a great one, the second one I would say for me is it's about creating what we like to call a visible identity and being able to, from that visible identity, for lack of a better term, monetize and follow up with that. So unpacking that for a second, I think the biggest problem, and I've been alluded to this, is people look at networking as an end in and of itself. So it's like marriage, right? Oh, I got married, so I guess it's okay. You know, and the idea is that networking is a means to an end. It's not an end by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
So I think what happens is the body politic looks at networking as this, to Ivan's point, this sprint, this, you know, what I call a finish line approach towards networking, when actually networking is more of a launching pad, if you were to ask me. And what we're looking at is networking as being a means of differentiating yourself, visible identity, a means of showing credibility, back to the VCP point we made earlier, a means of monetizing. Well, what do you do with that? Well, you meet with people, you talk with them, you have a one-to-one, you have more discussions. For me, I like to get speaking engagements. That's how I got a lot of my speaking engagements. I get coaching clients with that. Like, that's how you can do that. And then from there, it's being able to get into that profitability point that we said before. But I think the biggest mistake that philosophically that I think people make, and it's a mindset point, by the way, is that they think in terms of a finish line versus a starting and a launching pad, and they look at networking as an end versus a means, which is probably a different way of Ivan's point of farming versus hunting, now that I'm thinking about it. They're looking at it as something that they can get right away versus farming and allowing it to grow.
Transactional versus relational.
There you go. I couldn't think of that. Right. Transactional. That's exactly right. Yes.
That's so right on. And it's crazy. So the craziest thing, I am in the midst of having to make a pretty big decision about the future of contact mapping. And so I went out and I sought some input from some people who I really respect and admire. And one of them in particular lives just 20 minutes down the road in Boulder, Colorado. So I go and I have coffee with him today. He goes, "Hey, by the way, my buddy who hangs out here all the time anyway texted me as I was on the way over here saying, hey, do you want to grab coffee?" And I said, "Well, I'm but 5 minutes from your favorite coffee shop. You should just stop by. And anyways, you should meet this guy. His name's Howard." So Andy and I sit down, we're having this conversation, and he was super helpful to me and all this sort of stuff. So then this guy that in Boulder, Colorado is just incredible, because people that just, like, you know, he's wearing a puffer jacket and he looks like he could be a total hippie, walks in, sits down at the table, and this guy runs money for the CEO of Uber, the CEO of some other publicly traded. I mean, just, he's a bulge bracket wealth management, private wealth management guy that has gigantic clients. And so we start talking and I start hearing his story, and he goes, "You know, here's the thing that I tell anybody who will listen that is what changed my life. I started off in the really early days, and people would come through the door, and all, there was a bunch of us that were sort of on the rotation or whatever. and everybody would judge people by how much money they had, as you would sort of expect for a wealth manager sort of a person. And he said, my saving grace is that I never prejudiced anybody based on how much money they had in that moment. I looked at the potential of what could this person be as a client. And I took nickels that turned into $100 bills, and everybody else took $10 bills that turned into about 15. And that's just it. You know, that is about that transactional versus relational sort of a thing, that if all you're thinking about is what you have, what can you do for me right now based on who you are today, you are going to miss out on a huge amount of the future.
I agree totally with that. I remember I had a BNI member who was very successful. He was in the very first chapter. His name was Mike, and Mike was really successful, and he joined at the very chapter number one. We now have over 10,500. He was in chapter number one, and I remember saying to Mike, why? Why did you join? Because you're already successful. And he said it's about filling the pipeline. And,
right.
And working with people who maybe aren't real big right now, and building relationships with them, and having them trust you, and then you know, getting referrals from those people because you were there with them when they were small. So fast forward 30 years, Mike was a member for 30 years, and I said to Mike, I was about 29 years into it, I said, Mike, I don't know if you remember a question that I asked you, and he said, no. I said, I asked you why. Why did you join? He said, oh, yeah, I remember. And actually, his answer to me was, kid, let me explain how this works. He put his hand on my shoulder. And I said, why are you still in after almost 30 years? And he died, darn if he didn't do it again. He put his hand on my shoulder. And he said, kid, let me explain how this works. It's about filling your pipeline and building long-term relationships. And he was a member for 30 years in BNI before he retired.
That's- yeah, and I love that because I think when you're talking about filling your pipeline, people they think networking is some type of, I don't know what everyone thinks, but there's a school of thought that networking is just kind of this like soft science, like economics or something. It's not chemistry. It's not biology. It's not nuclear physics. It's economics. And networking is not like that. You know, networking is something where you have to be, I think you have to be intentional about it. And I think you also need to be able to go in there with a plan. And you need to be able to do certain things that allow you to be able to be successful. We talked about contact mapping earlier, how it's an actual application that can help you keep track of some of these things. I love it because of that. The other thing, though, is that once you, and I think Ivan would agree with me on this, is once you are meeting with people, you do have to follow up. Like, this is not just some type of business equivalent of Jack and the Beanstalk where you put some things out there and it just pops up and suddenly you have a 17-figure client. Okay.
You put that in the third edition, Brian.
I love that, okay. Jack and the Beanstalk story. Yeah.
Jack and the Beanstalk. I'll be here all week. So you know, it's not like that, right? Where it's just like things pop up or whatever. And I think what happens is people, because we live in the West, because we live in this country that is all about instant, because people think that, you know, a long time is 3 minutes, because people can't not stay at a stoplight without looking at their cell phone, because of all these things, they think that it's some type of like whatever. And that's not the case. When you allow the network to work, it will work for you. Follow up, engagement, thoughtfulness, cards. You mentioned Jordan, stuff like that. But when you keep, not you personally, but when people keep, you know, trying to do all these different things to rush the process, I tell people that's like trying to bake a 45-minute cake and looking in every 20 minutes and wondering why it's not done. The answer is because the 45 minutes is what you need to bake the cake. And it doesn't take 20. It takes 45.
That's so good. That is so spot on. And so I want to relay a question to you guys from Jordan Adler. He said, I was talking to an entrepreneur the other day, and he said that he believed the idea of building relationships is old school and doesn't work today. All these people running around networking and building relationships and not selling anything. He says that he needs to sell and make money, like, right now. So what are your guys' thoughts on that?
Ivan, can I take that first? Oh, no. Okay, no, I interrupted you.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Is it okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So the first thing is, who said that those were mutually exclusive? Why is it that building a relationship and selling something, why is there a choice? So right off the bat, I question the premise of the question. All right. Yeah. Number two, when you're talking about being able to sell something, first of all, that's the wrong word. What you're doing is you're allowing somebody to buy. You're facilitating and creating an environment where they can buy something. Yes, selling is old school. No, I'm not picking up the phone like it's 1970s and people are going, you know, whatever. That's called telemarketing. That's the opposite of networking. Okay. But the idea of building a relationship and having that turn into currency and then that being able to turn that into, you know, more business, you know, the person that George is talking about, I don't know what game he's watching, because the game I'm watching says that relationship almost always turns into business. Good things happen almost all the time when you put out the right energy. We're getting into law of attraction, and that you reap what you sow, which is what Ivan talks about. So I don't know what game he's watching.
I love that. And I just saw Jordan posted something. He's been in BNI 18 years. That's about relationship building. Here's my definition of networking. Networking is the process of developing and using your contacts to increase your business.
Right.
Enhance your knowledge, expand your sphere of influence, or serve your community. Networking is about referrals. It's not just about selling. I mean, even a blind squirrel can find a nut. You can stumble over business and you can make sales. The problem is that most people use networking as a face-to-face cold calling opportunity.
There you go.
In fact, it's about building relationships to get referrals. That's the real powerful element of networking is the referral business that you get from third parties. That's the force multiplier of networking.
There you go. That's exactly right. All right, we're going to take our last break here on the Legacy Leadership Show. That was an awesome segment, guys. Thank you so much. I got a ton of value. I know our listeners did too. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this on Legacy Leadership.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And we are back, and I want to welcome you all to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, and we are going to have an unbelievably conflated segment. So take it away, Adrian Chenault.
All right, guys. So this is the million-dollar question to wrap up the show. Okay. So we recently renamed the show Legacy Leadership, and however you think about your legacy, it's about what is the impact that the work that you are doing now going to have in years and generations to come. And so I'd love to hear from each of you just how you're thinking about your legacy right now. And so, Ivan, I'd love to go to you first.
Yeah, so I'm actually working on a book. I don't know when it's going to be out. It might be out in 2022, called Infinite Legacy, which will be a sequel to my book, Infinite Giving. And I'll paraphrase a quote that I will be using in the book. And this is the quote, and I believe in this so much. We all die too soon or too late, and yet our life is complete at that moment, with the line drawn neatly under it, ready for the summing up. We are our deeds in life and little more. I'm paraphrasing that from Jean-Paul Sartre, and I think that's our legacy. Our legacy is our life and how we live our life and how we treat people and how we serve others.
Oh my
gosh. That's the legacy we leave behind.
I'm buying the book.
Yeah. Sign me up, man.
No, that's solid. I think the other thing for me is you talk about your legacy. You know, I'm 48, so in my mind, I still got 20 more years left in the league. All right, so.
You might get, with the way the NBA is going, man, you might have a chance to play this year.
I got 20 more years left in the league at some level, one way or another. But I mean, you know, when you talk about legacy, I agree with what Ivan says, your summation of what you do. And I would just also say that from a spiritual perspective, if you don't mind indulging me for a second, your summation of the who you be. So if there's a do and there's a be, definitely in my mind. And then there is this idea that who you be, how you show up, the energy that people feel when they're around you. Do they feel inclusive? Do they feel excluded? Getting back to our diversity of networking point. Do they feel, you know, this way or that way? And I realized, I take a look at myself about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I was being more exclusive. I had an energy that was not inclusive. And if you saw me when I was in corporate, it's like a completely different person. There's like two people who know me outside of my parents now and when I was in corporate. So no one believes me anymore. But like, that's who I was. I was there. So when you're coming from a place of changing the energy around and the focus is less around how can I get, and to Ivan's point, more around who can I, what can I, how can I serve? And in my point, how can I be and how can I show up? Well, then what happens is it's just like the networking point. The legacy is a result of the work and the deeds and the how people feel. The legacy is the result of all of those good things that you've done and been able to show up, and hopefully helping others while allowing yourself to be helped.
I love the phrase, who can we be, Brian? We're not human doings, we're human beings.
To give you some idea of the people and the energy that you attracted on this show, Brian and Ivan, there's a guy watching who's got 4 advanced degrees, who happens to be the first Black Rhodes Scholar out of a historic Black college. He went to either Morehead or Morehouse or whatever it is that Martin Luther King went to. And he's watching the show with you. because you're that kind of energy magnet. A Rhodes Scholar is listening to you and writing me text messages, dwelling on your every word, buddy, because you're doing important work. And I will introduce you guys, because as a planet, we need to get the good people united and stop playing the scarcity game and just completely play it arm's length and go win this thing with love. Would you agree?
That question, I think, was for me.
Yes.
Yes, I totally would agree with that. I think what happens is, people, we have a zero sum. We have a fear-based approach. We have a scarcity mindset. We have this notion that, you know, fear of missing out. The problem, if we're just going to go brass tacks, the problem is that fear is more of a motivating energy than love. That's what the problem is. So what happens is, you get a group of people who are like, well, I'm just going to try to scare the bejesus out of these other group of people. How do I do that? By convincing them that this other group of people is bad, worse, or not good for you. In a nutshell, that's what's happening. So when you're able to bring the good people together, and you're able to bring people who are like-minded, and you're able to bring people who are not so self-oriented, you can be self-oriented and not necessarily be selfish. Self-oriented, then you get somebody who is other-oriented and people-oriented, and that's how you get being able to meet people like Dr. Meisner. That's how you get to meet people like Tom Chenault. That's how you get to meet people like Adrian Chenault. That's how you do that. Not by getting something, but by being something, and that comes to you.
Couldn't agree more. Well said, Brian. This is why you're my co-author of a book. This is why I'm your co-author of a book.
No, that is just too far. I let you go on that other stuff.
A Morehead College and a Morehouse College. I think the one you're referring to is Morehouse.
That is exactly right. So you got to plug in with these guys. Such an incredible conversation today. So BrianHilliard.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Brian, HILLIARD.com. That's where you find Brian. IvanMeisner.com is where you find Ivan. And BNI.com for Business Networking International, which is just the legacy of that organization all by itself is incredible. So you want to plug into what these guys are doing.
What about TomChenault.com?
TomChenault.com, not bad. So come on, some work. I would speak to the webmaster. Next week, we've got Joe Soto, who probably is going to help out with TomChenault.com. He is an unbelievable guy and an unbelievable marketer. You're going to want to hear that show. And thank you so much for being with us on Legacy Leadership. We'll see you next time.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.